Sikkimus Council wasn't all aboard with a cost estimate from the Canadian Pacific Kansas City, CPKC, railway for rehab work required on the Silver Sands Crossing. CPKC Western Crossing Coordinator Paul Whelan attended the February 28 Select Finance Committee by Zoom to address a $160,760.44 quote and answer council's questions, which included a one about wear and tear, who should be responsible for upkeep. Are all communities paying for the rehab of the crossings in their communities? Mayor Colleen Anderson asked. I mean, there's got to be some responsibility for the rail line as well to take some of this on. Whelan explained CPKC has 8,000 railway crossings in Canada alone, and that the agreements made regarding maintenance are generally based on which was there first. The Silver Sands Agreement, with a copy of it attached to the agenda, was signed on April 1, 1964. In the prairies, typically CP pays for any range road or township road because it was considered these range roads were surveyed before the railway got there, he said. In this case here, the railway came before the road was put across the railway, and that's why the town here is 100% on the hook. He added there's a greater possibility of a rail break in crossings because of different environmental conditions, as they tend to settle or rise a bit and can trap water. Rails are also designed to transport trains, and aren't designed to take the impact of cars hitting them at a 90-degree angle. Cowan. Malcolm Makayev acknowledged the district should cover the cost of the ties and base of the crossing for that reason, but still questioned why they would want to pay for the tracks that are used and worn out by trains. I guess, on CP's side, why would CP want a rail crossing at all? Whelan countered. We don't want the 8,000 railway crossings, but it's been a burden put on CPKC whether it's billable or not. Of the work being done, he explained it will take about 2 days to complete, with the road closed there as crews will have to dig a hole about 2.5 feet deep and 8 feet wide. That extended closure, however, raised concerns with council. I see that as an issue for emergency response vehicles, Makayev said. If it's single lane, alternating of some sort, it's probably going to cost a bit more, but safety first. Whelan confirmed he could probably have crews install a plank crossing to one side to accommodate single lane traffic, adding it likely wouldn't increase the cost very much. To fund the rehabilitation work, Chief Financial Officer Bianca Colonna told council that $50,000 will come from general revenue and the remainder from surplus. Read more. Sikkimus bumps proposed tax increase to 3.52%. Read more. Public push gets Sikkimus Council on track to revisit rail trail decision.